Hey there, welcome to the Friday edition of Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. Today is August the 21st, and as I was thinking about what we should discuss today, the idea occurred to me, why don't we talk about prayer? Specifically, why bother to pray? You ever think about that? I don't know if this is just me, but my view of prayer has changed over the years. Initially, I thought of prayer as something you're supposed to do, mainly when you need something. You talk to God in prayer, you have that conversation with Him, you ask for what you need. But, you know, as I look back now, I realize that while there's nothing wrong with asking God for what you need, in fact, He wants you to ask Him for what you need. Jesus made that very clear. Sometimes I think through our prayers, we can try to manipulate Him. You ever feel that way? You're trying to manipulate Him because you want a certain thing to take place, and you can almost feel it in the way you pray. And look, I'm guilty of this. That's why I can recognize it so easily. And you feel you have to keep mentioning it, not repeatedly asking, which is a good thing to do. The Lord definitely wants us to be persistent when we pray. But I mean within the context of one prayer session, just repeatedly telling Him exactly what you want, spelling out the details, going back and making sure you were clear enough. You know what I'm saying? And you get to the point where you might just be crossing the line a little bit into manipulation. Let's talk about what the purpose of prayer is on the program today. We'll just chat about that because I think it's important for all of us. It's important for me to talk about it because I want to make sure that I want to remind myself of why I pray, and I think it'll benefit you as well. So settle in, make yourself comfortable, grab a snack, grab a beverage. I'm going to be here for the entire 30 minutes, and I hope you can as well. Thank you for tuning in to Following the Truth. I want to remind you also that if you have not yet listened to my weekly show, which is called The Gary Zimak Show, I strongly urge you to do that, especially if you like what I do here. I'm assuming if you show up here, you kind of like what I do here. It's the same type of concept, except I specifically look at the Sunday Mass readings. So the show is available as of now. It comes out Friday, usually about midday or so. You can get it from your traditional podcast source, wherever you get this podcast from. You can get it from there as well. And it's also heard on several Catholic radio stations around the country. It's a reflection on the Sunday Mass readings, a look at how they all connect together and what the theme, at least in my mind, is for each Sunday. So check that out, The Gary Zimak Show, if you are interested in hearing more from me. I wanted to remind you of something else, too. You know about my new book coming out, Let Go of Anger and Stress, Be Transformed by the Fruits of the Spirit. The book's going to come out in a little over a month from Ave Maria Press. It's a book all about the fruits of the Holy Spirit. I know that I told you you can pre-order the book, but the publisher reminded me of something that I had forgotten about. If you pre-order the book from Ave Maria Press, you can get it at a 20% discount plus free shipping. And what you need to do, I put this on Facebook today, what you need to do is specify the promo code of Let Go. I think it was given to me all uppercase, L-E-T-G-O, at checkout time. You'll get 20% discount and free shipping. And also, that offer applies to Give Up Worry for Lent as well. The offer is valid through September the 30th. So if you pre-order Let Go of Anger and Stress, which will come out in a little over a month, or you order a copy of Give Up Worry for Lent from Ave Maria Press, you can just Google Ave Maria Press. I'm pretty sure their website is avemariapress.com, but you can Google it to be sure. And you use the promo code LETGO, uppercase L-E-T-G-O. When you check out, you'll get 20% off and free shipping. That's a really good deal. So if you're interested in getting a copy of the book, I recommend you try getting it directly from the publisher, Ave Maria Press. All right, let's pray. Let's turn to our Father in Heaven right now, who is waiting to hear from us. Sometimes I find that amazing, but it's a true statement. God the Father, the creator of the universe, your Father, my Father, the Father of Jesus. He created the entire universe. And again, you know, you and I have talked about this before. It's almost impossible for us to wrap our brains around what that means, that somebody could create the universe and everything in the universe. You know, we're not just talking about the world. We are talking about the universe. Who created the idea of time? God is outside of time, so time is his invention. I mean, he created everything. He did that because he wanted to be in a relationship with us and because he wanted to be in a relationship with us. And he created the universe as a place for us to live. And he provides all the things we need, our body parts that function, air to breathe, water to drink. I mean, all these things were provided by the Father and rarely thought about. You know, we don't usually think of being grateful for these things. But the God of the universe, this is my point, is excited when we turn to him in prayer, as we're going to do now. And if you notice the way I pray, I try to keep it short on the show, but pretty much I thank him. I acknowledge his greatness. I acknowledge his power. And then I ask for a few things that we need. Specifically, I ask him to guide my words during the show. So it's just an incredible privilege. And I don't like to rush through the prayer. It's an important part of the show. I mean, I'm talking to God, you know. It's easy to get into that autopilot mode where you just kind of go through the prayers. I don't want to do that. I have to fight that desire because I have that tendency sometimes. Because we can't see him. The fact that I can't see God, first of all, shouldn't surprise me because God is pure spirit. He does not have a body. He doesn't have a physical body. He's spirit. So it's hard to picture him. You can picture him as the old man with the gray beard and the long white hair. But technically, God the Father does not have a body. Jesus, on the other hand, we can picture him because he had a physical body and he walked the face of the earth and he kind of looked like us. But just let's remember that we are in the presence of God wherever we are. Wherever you happen to be listening to this, God's with you, and he's going to hear you. So I'll lead the prayers. I'm going to invite you to join along with me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, it is an incredible privilege to be able to speak with you, to be able to present our needs to you. But Father, before I do that, I want to thank you for creating us, for bringing us to this moment in time, for providing for all of our needs, for allowing us to be able to have this conversation with you, for sending us your Son Jesus, for sending us the Holy Spirit, for giving us the gift of the church. Thank you for creating the earth, giving us an atmosphere filled with air so that we can breathe. Thank you for creating us, period. For creating us and wanting us to be in a relationship with you. So, Father, we turn to you voluntarily, willingly. Nobody's forcing us to do this. We turn to you in prayer, giving thanks for all of these gifts, giving thanks that in some small way we can grasp how great you are. Because you are all-powerful. You are all-loving. You're present everywhere. You're omnipresent. Wherever we go, you are there. Which should be a little comforting, especially when we struggle with life, with the challenges of life. Knowing that you are there brings us comfort. Father, we ask you to grant us all of our needs today. You know them better than we do. We pray that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. May all of our actions be in accordance with your will. Please, Father, send a special outpouring of your Spirit upon us. Give me the words that you'd like me to speak on this program. And open all of our minds and all of our hearts so that we could be receptive to the message you have for us. Father, we ask this in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ. your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for praying with me. I'm Gary Zimek. The name of the show is Following the Truth. We do this 5 days a week, 30 minutes each day. I'm so blessed to be able to hang out with you, talking about God, talking about Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and giving you a little advice, inspiration, reminding you that the Lord wants to be a part of your life. I think we can forget that very easily. We shouldn't, though. And that's why we panic, because we lose sight of his presence. So hopefully we're going to make that point clear as we go through this program. We're all going to be a little clearer, you and me as well, that the Lord is present and he is with us. So today on the program, I wanted to talk about prayer. Because really, for years, and you've heard my story before, maybe you haven't, maybe you're a new listener, I am a cradle Catholic. I was baptized into the Catholic Church when I was an infant. I went to Catholic school for 12 years. I never missed Mass throughout my life, never missed Mass on Sunday. I went every Sunday. I went to daily Mass on many occasions. I do that now, but throughout my life, I would be on and off going to daily Mass from time to time. Especially, I remember when I was in grade school, we were allowed to go to daily Mass during Lent. We'd have to sign our name on the blackboard, then we'd walk down to the church, and we were able to go to Mass. And there was a comfort there. I always found a comfort in going to Mass. But for the most part, I was lukewarm. I was incredibly lukewarm when it came to my faith. I guess because I really didn't take my relationship with God seriously. I didn't know that it was possible to have a personal relationship with God or with Jesus or the Holy Spirit. I just didn't really understand that was possible. You know, everybody I knew was Catholic, but nobody really talked about this relationship and the fact that it was possible. And I don't want to blame anybody else, but I'm just trying to explain to you and understand myself why I was so lukewarm. But it's not like I went out of my way to be lukewarm. It's just that I just didn't realize that it was possible to have a deep relationship with God. And so my prayers would reflect that. My prayers would be in a pinch when I really needed something, when I was afraid that I was dying because I was a hypochondriac. I still struggle with that tendency. I mean, I've made that pretty clear in my books. And when I speak, that's been my particular specialty when it comes to worrying, the idea that I was a hypochondriac. We're always worried about my health. But that's when I would pray. I would pray to God for good health, that I wouldn't get sick, or that my parents wouldn't get sick. I would pray for these specific intentions. And then either God would grant the answer to my prayer. And, you know, the fact that I never was really sick with any of these ailments I thought I had shows that he really took care of me. And then I'd move on. You know, the test would come back. I was okay. I didn't have any medical problem. And then I'd go and move on to the next problem. But I never sincerely prayed unless I was desperate. And even then, I would pray and then I'd lose interest, especially if it was a long-term intention. I just kind of like throw it up over the wall and move on, never really considering. I know this sounds silly, but maybe you can relate, maybe you can't. Never really considering that God was listening to me and he actually would hear me and was able to act upon my prayer request. Now, there were periods in my life when I did grow closer to him, when I did have these conversion experiences, but they didn't last all that long. Eventually, the world got too distracting for me, and I would stop working at having my relationship with the Lord. But for me, prayer, for many years, was something you do kind of like a rabbit's foot, just to make sure you cover all your bases. I never really expected that the Lord could perform a miracle in my life. Even though I would pray for that miracle if I needed it, if I thought I was in an emergency situation and I needed it. But, you know, really, when push comes to shove, I didn't really believe that it was possible. And again, maybe you can relate, maybe you can't. But at some point along the line, the Holy Spirit really got a hold of me. And I encountered Jesus really deeply. And I began to work on my relationship with him and realizing that it was more than just me asking for things. Prayer for me became a part of our relationship. It was a relational experience. It would be me talking to him, him speaking to me in different ways through the Bible, through thoughts, through feelings, through different radio programs or TV shows, through people. You know, the Lord spoke to me in a number of different ways, but somehow it became an opportunity. Prayer became an opportunity to work on our relationship. And you know what? I'll be honest with you. I am still working through that, trying to figure all of this out. And there are times when I make it a point to say my prayers, to have some prayer time with Jesus every morning. And sometimes I feel uncomfortable just sitting there and not telling him all that I need. You know, sometimes, and I did that this morning, and I really enjoyed it. I just said, Lord, I'm just going to sit here with you for a few minutes, and we're just going to talk about a few things, but we didn't really talk about that much. I just said, I just want to remind myself that I'm in your presence. And we're just going to hang out together. And I really think that is the essence of prayer. Yeah, you want to make sure to ask for what you need. And that's part of my daily prayer routine as well. I ask for what I need. My wife and I, we pray together in the morning. We talk to our Father in heaven. We ask for what we need. And then I'll talk to Jesus throughout the day. And there's other prayers that I'll pray. Some formal prayers, some extemporaneous prayers, and I'll just talk to him throughout the day. I'll talk to the Holy Spirit. I'll talk to Jesus. I will talk to the Father, which, again, was something that I never really did. I never really recognized the individuality of each person of the Trinity. But as our relationship has evolved, I find myself doing more of that. So what I would say to you, and we talk about this on the show from time to time, make sure you spend some time in prayer every day. And I would really recommend you do it in the morning, because that's a great time where you can really start off your day right. You don't want to just get up and running and start moving without spending some time in prayer. You know, offer your day up to the Lord as prayer. Ask for the grace that you need. Ask for the grace to stay free from sin, which is a big one, which is something I never used to do. Because you know what we try to do? We try to do everything on our own. We figure, well, I'm just going to have to be good. I'm just going to imitate Jesus. Even once you start taking your faith seriously, one of the big traps that we fall into is just trying by sheer willpower alone to be good. Well, that's not going to work. It's only going to get you so far. And you know, that's why Jesus sent us the Holy Spirit, to help us to follow him, to be able to think with the mind of Jesus, to be able to speak with the lips of Jesus, to be able to act as Jesus acted. The Holy Spirit was given to us to help us with that. So being a Christian, following Christ, is not a matter of willpower. There's some willpower involved, but for the most part, it's cooperating with the grace that is given to us by the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit gives us what we need. We have the very Spirit of Jesus dwelling in us, which is a pretty incredible thing. Now, as far as your prayer life looks like, other than telling you that you need to spend some time in prayer every day, and look, if you're not used to doing it, start slow. Do 5 or 10 minutes. For many people, it helps to use something to get you started, some kind of a prayer book, the daily mass readings, a spiritual book. I have a number of what they call devotionals that I go through every day. Most of them are a Bible verse, similar to what I've written in my book, Stop Worrying and Start Living. a Bible verse and a little reflection. And then I just talk to the Lord. I have some spiritual books that I read. I usually look at the daily mass readings, and then I go through a list of intentions. But every now and then, I switch this up. If I feel that I'm starting to stagnate, then I'll change the way I pray. I never give up the time, though. And I don't have a specific amount of time allotted to my prayer every day. But I always make sure that I get up at a certain point early and spend a decent amount of time in prayer, just conversing with the Lord in one way or another. Now, the ways change, but the time stays the same. So I just urge you to be consistent, not necessarily with the formula, what you use for your prayers. You know, if you start to feel that you're not benefiting from it, I mean, because you want to, like, you're not always going to feel euphoria when you pray, but you want to not be so distracted that you're going through the motions. And you generally feel when that starts to happen. I've done that when I'm praying a certain way and I realize, like, I'm incapable of paying attention to what I'm saying. Did you ever get like that? You're just saying, I'm saying these words, but I'm just not even understanding them. Then you know it might be time to make a change. There's nothing wrong with doing that. That's a good thing. But what you want to make sure you do is you dedicate that time. I am going to spend this time with the Lord. Even if you just sat there and you said, Lord, I'm going to sit with you for 10 minutes this morning. I have my favorite chair, the chair where I would do most of my praying. It's comfortable. I settle in and I say some days, Lord, I'm really tired today. I'm just going to sit here with you. Let me know if there's anything you need me to do. And then I'll do some reading, which really helps me. You know, I'm probably working on 20 different books at the same time. That's the way I do it. Read a little bit here, a little bit there. And I ask the Holy Spirit before I start, Holy Spirit, please inspire me. Let me know if there's anything I'm supposed to get out of this. And you know what happens? It's happened a couple times this week. I'll, in two different books, hear the same message. And when that happens, I always think, uh-oh, you're trying to tell me something, big guy. And that's exactly what happens. So the idea of prayer is not simply to ask God for what you want. It's to spend time with Him. Asking for what you need or what you believe you need is a good thing. But spending time with Him, thanking Him, honoring Him, worshiping Him, you know, talking about how great He is, that's a good thing. Telling Him you're sorry for messing up, that's good too. Your prayers should not just be asking for what you need. And I'm of the belief that you shouldn't just start asking right away. You should kind of ease into a little bit. You know, start out by thanking the Lord for letting you wake up in the morning, which is a big deal. Thank Him for being there. Acknowledge His greatness. And, you know, He doesn't need to hear that. He knows that. But I think you need to hear it. And I need to hear it every day when I pray. Because if I fail to acknowledge how the greatness of God, right, what's going to happen? My prayer, it's going to be weak because I'm not going to have confidence in Him. So we want to make sure that we do that. We want to make sure that we acknowledge God's greatness when we pray. And also use prayers of thanksgiving extensively, recognizing that everything we have is a gift. Everything. The money we have, the job we have, the talents we have, the air we breathe, your beating heart, functioning arms and legs if you have them. You know, these are all gifts. Not everybody has these things. Living in a safe neighborhood if you live in a safe neighborhood. Hot and cold running water, indoor plumbing, air conditioning, heat. Not everybody has these gifts. And the more thankful you become, the more aware you are of just how much God does for you. And I really think that's what we all need a little bit more of. I'm going to be working on this for the rest of my life, which I don't think is a bad thing. We never want to get to that point where we say, oh, well, I figured it all out. I don't need to grow anymore spiritually. No, we always need to grow. But prayer is more than what you say. Prayer is the time that you spend with God. And it's not a matter of getting the words right. It's a matter of dedicating that time. And it's a matter of where your heart is. If your intent is to spend time with God in prayer, to please Him, then whatever you say is going to be more than good enough. It's the time and your intention that really matters, not necessarily the words. Okay, so just keep that in mind when you pray. When you pray, don't think that the more words you say, the better it is. Jesus was clear about that in his Sermon on the Mount, when he said, just spend time with your Father in secret. Make that time for God. Put that time aside. And you're going to see over time, your relationship with him is really going to grow. Time spent with God is always time well spent. It really is. All right, listen, if you have questions, please email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. If you need anything over the weekend, I'm going to be here this weekend. So if you need me, just shoot me an email at Gary@followingthetruth.com. When you get a chance, visit my website, followingthetruth.com, if you want to find out more information about my work, about my books, or if you want to pre-order a copy of Let Go of Anger and Stress, or sign up for my daily email devotional, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. All of that can be done by going to followingthetruth.com. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. Don't forget to listen to my podcast, The Gary Zimak Show, if you want a little bit of insight about Sunday's Mass readings. And I look forward to another week with you here on Following the Truth. Here's the plan. I plan to be back here on Monday, God willing. So if the Lord allows me to do it, I will be back here on Monday. And I certainly hope you will as well. Enjoy your weekend. Remember to give God thanks. Give him praise. Get to church on Sunday if you can. If your church is open and you're allowed to go in person, please do it. It's a great opportunity to be able to worship God. Talk to you next time, okay? God bless you. See you.